Colors of Jazz with Bonnie Johnson, 90.5 WICN, Jazz Plus for New England.
On 90.5 WICN, taking us out with Working Through. It's from a brand new album entitled Clarity from Laszlo Gardoni. Laszlo is here with me. Welcome again, Laszlo,
Thank
to the
you.
Colors
it's
of Jazz. And thanks so much for joining us here. Of course, Bonnie Johnson. And we also heard from the same album, Open Window. Opened Window. And Hopeful Horizon. Now, you have, I noticed, Laszlo, on the album, a couple of things in parentheses. Hopeful Horizon.
Yes.
Tied to Open Window. So, does it have something to do with looking out the window as you were playing? Or what was going on there? Tell us a little bit more. Go a little deeper with clarity.
Yeah. Well, you know, it certainly, this studio I recorded does have a window. And I felt that this was one of the nice things about this music, that it happened in such a natural environment. You know, it is just like the way I always imagine great folk music always happened in the world, that in a very natural environment, okay, it's part of life as it's created. Uh-huh. But the couple of titles that have additional parts in parentheses, I felt that some of the tunes just go through so much that two titles is about appropriate to describe the process of the music throughout that piece. And every title was chosen with that in mind, that it should show the process as the music unfolded.
Okay. And again, this was improvisational in its entirety.
Yeah.
And then the tunes are in the order as they came to mind.
Yes, yes.
And the spaces
are basically natural spaces as I paused between the pieces.
Between each piece. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're really getting a firsthand account of what was going through your head that day.
Absolutely.
What kind of a day was it when you were recording? What season was it, maybe?
It was in the early fall, and it was a nice sunny day, and I just felt very inspired in the morning. It's a great feeling. You kind of burst with this this inspiration that you want to express.
And just got to get it out. I have heard
this
before. The music is in your head. You got to get it out.
Yeah.
And it's a solo.
It is a solo, and it's interesting because this is on Sunnyside Records, mm-hmm. as many of my other albums. I think now 7 of them are on Sunnyside. And the very first album that got me signed to Sunnyside was created in a very similar process,
mm-hmm.
a session improvised throughout from beginning till the end.
Uh-huh.
But that session was interesting because that was interesting for another reason, because they were all standards recomposed in a way. That's how that happened. And this happened this way because I think these feelings and these current emotions just required this original music, which I found actually very fresh, even for my ears. Obviously, I know my own music. But But I felt that, wow, I'm reaching something new throughout this music, and that's a great feeling, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you feel that what you put out next is really your next chapter musically.
Okay, and so the titles, I think, reflect that settling of a racing mind, surface reflections, looking deeper, working through, finding strength, better place, opened window, tempering, resilient joy, and resolution. And a perfect place.
Thank you, Bonnie, for saying it as a poem, as it should be.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's very, very clear.
Thank you.
This clarity that there was something going on for you. And, you know, I appreciate your note. In your note, you're hoping that folks will find joy, solace, and inspiration. You know, this is very meditative, very beautiful music.
Thank you.
And you were classically trained. Grew up in Hungary? Is
mm-hmm.
that where you're coming
yes.
from?
Mm-hmm.
So just a little bit about your background. You on the picture on the cover of your album.
That's me, a little younger. I was 3 and a half at the time, and my father took that picture.
With your teddy bear.
Yeah.
Sitting comfortably at the piano, fingers running the keys.
Yeah.
So you've been playing.
Yeah, all my life.
I
never remember not playing.
Mm-hmm.
I have always been at the piano playing for hours, improvising actually, since
mm-hmm.
I was a kid, making things up. I don't even remember this picture being taken.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Was that little.
And you ended up here at Berkeley
mm-hmm.
as a student?
Yes.
After having already been... Now, were you classically trained?
I did take lessons throughout the years, but I always also spend hours a day improvising and listening to blues and gospel and progressive rock, of course, as a teenager,
mm-hmm.
and then later jazz. And in late teens, I started to listen to jazz. But I also took classical lessons, and I listened to a lot of classical music. So it was always there together, but my approach to playing was always improvisational since I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
So if I learned a classical piece, which I, of course, did a lot, I always wanted to get to the point when it felt like it's improvised.
Okay.
That I am
so
hearing it like an improviser. I didn't change the notes, of
yeah.
course, when I played a Bach piece, but it wanted to feel like I participate in that joy of creating it in the moment, even if I haven't created that one. Yes, of course.
Okay, and so often we hear about you, Laszlo, as being very good at blending and bringing one voice when you're paired with other musicians. For example, with your trio, you're on Israel, John Lockwood. I mean, they... you know, you all sound great together.
Thanks. And I mean, if you look for this kind of musicians who really have that open mind musically and really committed to their art and their craft, and then you create this unity in the sound, that's really very important to me. It's very important that we find the center of the music that expresses what I want, but everybody's personality
is coming together
uh-huh. there to create music. And that creates unity with the audience, with the listeners, and sure. just general, I think our life, all we benefit from that experience
uh-huh.
more than just showing off some brilliance and that's all there is, you know.
Yeah,
brilliance
yeah.
is important, but I think there's more importance in the vibe, the feel, and the message of the music, something that
you
give to your listeners and to yourself as you play.
Yeah, you do get a strong sense of that as a listener. Well, I want to go ahead and right now we're hearing in the background A Better Place.
Yeah.
And I noticed the rhythm has changed, you know, kind of the pace has changed.
Yes, this could
evolved.
Have had a couple of parentheses there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's 11 minutes long and it went through a lot of beautiful things.
A lot of changes.
The ending.
Yeah, nice, right.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's go ahead and enjoy this and then we'll get back into a little bit more from you before you go this afternoon and hear a couple more tracks.
Thank you, Bonnie.
All right. On 90.5 WICN, Bonnie Johnson here with the Colors of Jazz, here with Laszlo Gardoni's Colors of Jazz. He's here on the piano with his new album, Clarity.
Thank you.
All the music you're hearing on 90.5 WICN is found on our playlist right at WICN.org. That was Laszlo Gardoni on the piano from his brand new album, Clarity. He's here this afternoon sitting in with me. We enjoyed the close of A Better Place. We're going to go ahead and hear just a little bit more from Laszlo this afternoon, keeping your afternoon in tune.